This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister praises public sector workers for commitment to improving customer service. Parliament approves amendments to Proceeds of Crime Act, and transport operators agree to flat tax. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Practice proper disposal, no pay no little fine. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
Hey, be a good citizen. Report illegal dumping.
NSWMA.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has commended public sector entities for their continued commitment to improving customer service. Noting that the public sector is a critical foundation on which the nation is built, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says the civil service must continue to be innovative by expanding services through the use of technology. The Prime Minister has also challenged public sector entities to exceed typical ideas of customer service.
Effective customer service is a key component in making our country attractive for business. Our attitude to service delivery must always say, this is Jamaica, and we are open for business, investment, and commerce.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking Thursday at the 2012-2013 Public Sector Customer Service Competition Awards Ceremony. Meanwhile, the National Housing Trust and the Cornwall Regional Hospital have been crowned the public sector's best customer service entities. The National Land Agency and Tax Administration Jamaica also took home prizes in the competition, which saw well over 28,000 persons voting for their favorite public sector entities and customer service officers. Parliament has approved amendments to the Proceeds of Crime Act, POCA, which provides for the forfeiture of the assets of persons found to have accumulated wealth through criminal means. The amendments facilitate the inclusion of offences not covered in the original Act.
Currently, Schedule 2 of the Proceeds of Crime Act does not capture certain modern offences, which, if included, would substantially take the profits out of criminal activity and ensure that those who are committed to a criminal lifestyle and who have demonstrated this before the courts will not be able to benefit from the illicit proceeds.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. Certain offences under the Cyber Crimes and Larceny Acts, as well as the Law Reform Fraudulent Transactions Special Provisions Act, the Trafficking in Persons and Corruption Prevention Acts, will now come under the ambit of POCA. The Act will now be sent to the Senate for its approval. The Transport Ministry has arrived at an agreement with public sector transport associations for the implementation of a flat tax to be paid by operators. The move is expected to result in the further formalization of the public transportation sector, as bus and taxi operators will ultimately contribute to statutory tax schemes. Minister without portfolio in the Transport Ministry, Dr. Maurice Guy, says this agreement will allow operators to benefit from the schemes, particularly through pension entitlement and access to housing loans. He adds that the agreement is indicative of the ministry's commitment to bring order to the sector while improving the welfare of operators who deliver a vital service to the traveling public. Over the next 2 weeks, the associations will hold further consultations with their members to sensitize them on the new development. And Jamaicans are being urged to utilize environmentally friendly wastewater technologies so as to preserve the environment and reduce energy cost. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says there's need for innovative ways of using technologies that will facilitate Jamaica's competitive advantage in the marketplace.
We must preserve the environment for ourselves and the generations to come. The anaerobic wastewater technology, such as the biodigester septic tank, developed to replace soakaway pits, and the upflow anaerobic sludge blanket reactor that treats complex industrial waste, both being promulgated by the SRC, are in sync with our vision as a government.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at a Scientific Research Council and Marketech Limited wastewater forum in Kingston on Thursday. He adds that the government intends to continue enabling the Scientific Research Council to facilitate greater growth and production by utilizing the work of Jamaican scientists. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.